disagree together. We've got faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while. Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes
sea. Sometimes I know that they've had a lot of sickness and a lot of affliction. A lot of things have come their way. You know, Satan will try to tell you, you know, you just, it's never going to get better, but it is. Amen. It's going to get better. Praise God. And they would do the same for us. If we were suffering and sick or afflicted or situations arise, they'd rally around us. So let's, in fact, why don't you just as many as will just come up and give them a hug tonight. I think fellowship is precious. Amen. Let them know that we're standing with them. Let them know they hadn't got to fight this battle by themselves. Amen.
The church is going to stand with them. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
church, there is absolutely nothing greater, nothing more spiritual and more pleasant than the mighty love of God. Amen. And as we are the recipients of God's love, I think we need more opportunities to share that love, amen, with the family of Christ. And we do stand together. We stand together as one. And I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done tonight. I wouldn't even try to bring a message. I just want to refer to Psalms 34. The psalmist David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Man, and you know, you would think that he would wrote that maybe just after slaying the giant or after becoming king or after many of his victories. But actually, history tells us that he wrote that when he was on the run from Saul, and Saul was trying to kill him, and David just didn't really have a place to go. He even went to, I think, the king of the Philistine king, Abimelech, and then he was fearful for his life, and that's where he talked about, said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all." And David was so fearful that he actually tried to play like he was insane, and that's when he scribbled on the gate, and he foamed or drooled at the mouth, and it went down in his beard. And Abimelech just backed off and said, "Send him away. This is the person who won all those battles." You know, he said, "Surely he is mad." And I would imagine that the world might look upon us sometimes as surely they're mad. But believe me, there's a method to the madness. Amen. When we surrender everything that we are, when we're not ashamed to come and pour it out at the altar and give it to the Lord, I will assure you that God will make a way. And I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. The good times are easy, but even in the difficult times, there are blessings. Praise the Lord. One more time for Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you for coming. It's been a wonderful day. The Lord has blessed us so mightily. Keep the same spirit. Take it home with you. Amen. It'll help you in the work day tomorrow too. It's just good to be in the frame of mind that we came in tonight. There was such a precious spirit that was here in the church as we came. And those of you that came forward, don't let Satan tell you, amen, that you didn't receive something tonight, because the Spirit of the Lord was here in a wonderful way. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.